The next patient is William Mattingly. The last name is Mattingly. This is a clinical case of a 73-year-old white male that is following this clinic because of the presence of CKD stage 3B. We think that the patient has nephrosclerosis associated to diabetes, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, overweight, and aging process, period. In the recent laboratory workup, we found out that the patient has a creatinine of 2 with an estimated GFR of 34 mL per minute. The serum albumin is 4.2. The serum electrolytes are with their normal limits. The BUN is 26. The protein creatinine ratio is consistent with 422 milligrams per gram of creatinine, despite the fact that the patient is taking Jardiance. In interviewing the patient, he has nocturia times 3. When he goes to the bathroom, he sits down because the urine doesn't come out freely. For that reason, we are going to request to Dr. Ware, W-A-R-E, who is the primary care physician, to refer him for urology evaluation. Period. Whether or not the patient has an obstruction that is making an impact in the kidney function is a consideration, and for that reason we have to rule it out. Number two, BPH, that it will be evaluated. Number three, the patient has evidence of hyperlipidemia, a slight elevation in the triglycerides. In the lipid profile, we have a cholesterol of 260. LDL of 172 and triglycerides of 248. The patient is supposed to be taking atorvastatin. We are going to relay this message to Dr. Ware to adjust the medication in order to control this hyperlipidemia. Following number, arterial hypertension, the blood pressure reading is 133 over 65. The following number is obesity, that is going to be treated by reducing the caloric intake, reducing the sodium intake, controlling the drinking of the fluids, and most importantly, follow the adequate diet without industrial production of food, in other words, plant-based diet. The patient has a following number, a remote history of right foot osteomyelitis that has subsided. Following number, coronary artery disease. The patient follows with Dr. Cook, the cardiologist. He has 2 stents. We're going to reevaluate the case in 4 months with laboratory workup. The time spent in the service was 12 minutes reviewing the lab, 18 minutes in the face-to-face, and in the documentation, 7 minutes.